Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Mavis Curry, who lives in Des Moines, Iowa. She is retired and she's a voluntary teacher at the School of Metaphysics in Des Moines, Iowa. And Mavis has had a series of about 7 or 8 Skype sessions with me. And we're going to talk today about her experiences with those sessions, how she came to the Alexander Technique, questions like that. Mavis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good talking to you again. We've spoken many times via Skype video. If someone were to ask you, what is this Alexander Technique thing that you've been studying, what's your answer to that?
Well, that's a great question, Robert, because when I first heard about it, I thought it was like an exercise class. And I guess you, in a way, it is, in a sense, a form of exercise, but it's really using everything that you have, including your mind, and understanding and accepting responsibility for your thoughts and how you direct your body with your mind. And it's extremely powerful. I was amazed at what, just changing what I was thinking and holding in my mind and how my body responded was phenomenal.
So you weren't disappointed that it wasn't a calisthenics class? I was
kind of... No, although I could use some of that too.
Yeah, maybe I should start teaching aerobics online.
Or something, yeah.
Anyway, and so what is it that brought you to have an interest in the Alexander Technique?
Well, I went in. I've had a chronic, long-term challenges with my posture, specifically with my back, my neck, and my lower back. And I went to a chiropractor who did a series of x-rays, and she pointed out to me some pretty severe distortions in my neck and back. And then she gave me some samples of some exercises and some things that they would do to help me correct it. And I realized real quickly, one is I had a horrible migraine after one of the exercises and realized that it's not really something you can force or speed up and make it better in one day. The other thing I intuitively knew is this was something I had done over time, and it was something that I needed to rectify in a more holistic way. And so I started searching, and there was a woman at the School of Metaphysics who she had talked to me a few years ago about discovering Alexander Technique, and I had noticed that her change in her, not just her posture, but her whole, how she carried herself and her whole aura had evolved. It was pretty impressive. And she's about the same age as I am, a little bit on the mature side. So I started looking for teachers and quickly realized there weren't any teachers in Des Moines or anywhere really close by. And I started exploring options, and I found the Alexander Technique site. And specifically you and your capacity to do this via Skype. And I thought, well, that'll be interesting. The technology's gotten pretty good. And I actually thought, well, I could record the sessions myself. And you graciously offered on our first session to record, which was an added bonus.
Right. And so how long did it take for you to start being able to implement some of the ideas that we worked with?
It was immediate. It was immediate. I mean, I looked it up with gravity, and I complemented what you were teaching me with what was available on the website. And I mean, I was amazed right after the first session that when I did the exercises, I quickly recognized when I was out of alignment in a bad postural position. It was just my body started talking to me immediately.
Mm-hmm. And I should add here that in Skype sessions, I teach Alexander directions. I teach some body mapping, and I also use Up with Gravity, which is of development of mind, which is, I think, quite highly related to the Alexander technique, and but not exactly the Alexander technique. But you found that to be helpful right at the start, right?
I did, right at the start. It was, and as you said earlier, I teach metaphysics, and I understand and appreciate the body-mind connection. I had really not had something that I could experience immediately, the connection between body and mind.
Mm-hmm. And how about, we talked about Alexander technique directions, and specifically I mainly used what are called freedom directions with you. Did you find those easy to use yourself?
Absolutely. In our first session, and when we started talking about how, from a speaking standpoint, because I do speak a lot, both in the school and around the community, I was able to implement that immediately. And that gives me a great deal more confidence in not only what I'm saying, but there's always this thought of, okay, how do I look? Am I not only saying what I need to say, is the body position that I'm in, is how I'm appearing to the people also completing the picture? And that was pretty remarkable when you pointed out to me in the Skype session, and then I saw in the video what I was doing, not just with my mouth, but with my neck and some of my movement. That was very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And looking back over the course of, I think we had 7 or 8 sessions, what's changed for you on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I enjoy lying on the floor on the constructive rest.
Yeah.
I do that every day. The biggest change is really more connected to my body and feeling my body. And when I am treating it well and holding it with what I'll call the utmost of consideration and respect for the goodness of every bone in my body, I feel great. And when I'm out of alignment, I get immediate feedback. And it's that feedback, that constant feedback, that's very helpful for me. And I know that I'm training gradually, retraining my body to hold me in the right position and direct it in a way that's very healthy. And I personally want to live to 120, and I'm feeling more confident that I'll be standing up straight. I know that's not the way Alexander would call a technique would call it, standing up straight, but certainly holding myself in a position that I can, that's good for me.
Right. Or just being in a position or being in a state that's good for you, that sort of thing. Right.
And that is absolutely the most exciting thing about it, because everything that we do and the quality of what we do is related to our state of being.
Right.
And it's very exciting to know that state of being, that it relates also to that physical presence, which Alexander technique has given me that.
Right. Now, one thing in our sessions, it was very clear to me right from the beginning that you took the idea of working on yourself between sessions very seriously. And go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, especially when I started getting the feedback, when I really recognized and could feel what I was doing and understand why, and understand really an easy way to correct it just with my own thoughts, and really looking at those points to align with and where my center was. It was very easy. It was very easy to be mindful of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to my body. I was learning how to listen and be with my body and in my body.
So what would you say to someone whose reaction is, well, this sounds good, but I just don't have a lot of free time?
The communication with self doesn't take a lot of time.
Right.
And the body, you're with yourself all the time. So it's not a matter of being having a free space to do it. It's a matter of being present and recognizing when your body's telling you something. It's no different than when you get ill. The good thing about this is you don't have to wait till you're sick or you're really in enough pain to have to go see the chiropractor. You get those subtle feedback constantly, and you can respond to it. It only takes a second.
Right. And I suppose in all fairness, we should say that the constructive rest process does take perhaps 10, 15, 20 minutes a day.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
but it's worth it.
Absolutely. I mean, we all need a break, and it's really when I recognized what it was doing for me, and as I melted into the floor, it was, you know, it's just it was not something. I do it just before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And at times I've done it when I do feel like I really need it. My lower back in particular is troubling me. I had other things that I would do to help, and this was a lot more productive, and I didn't have to do anything but lay there.
Right. Yeah. So if you can carve out a few minutes a day to do nothing and develop the habit of some mindfulness and using Alexander directions or up with gravity ideas, that can go a long way even without an in-person Alexander teacher. Has that been your experience? Would you
Absolutely.
Say?
Yeah. And my friend that was at the school, at the college, she has a teacher she goes to pretty regularly. And she also had seen and we had discussed my challenges with my back. And the last time I saw her, she was amazed that I had made so much progress and I hadn't physically seen anyone.
Mm-hmm. And although we did locate someone who might be not that far from you for a bit of hands-on work, if that seemed useful. So
yeah.
Certainly this is not about hands-on work not being helpful, but more that you can get quite a bit without hands-on work. I think that's hopefully been your experience.
Absolutely, and I think all of it is still around, again, the mindfulness. And this the beginning with this was a great set of feedback, both in having the video recording, in laying that baseline of what I'm doing and actually being responsible, because it's still all about me and my capacity and willingness to respond, so mm-hmm. that the hands-on, I'm sure, will do even greater things because I've had this foundation, if you will, to move from.
Right. Is there anything else you want to say before we come to a close?
Well, I do really enjoy the website, and I think complementing what I was learning with, because I also like reading and sort of absorbing things before and after. Whenever I wasn't quite certain or just curious, in addition to the sessions, the website was very helpful. And then just having you there when I did have the questions, I'm the kind of person that would attempt to do this on my own, and I quickly recognized that wouldn't, in this, especially in this case, would not work. So your assistance and guidance and over the webinar was very helpful in really solidifying what I was doing and why I was doing it.
Well, maybe that's a good place to end our chat. My guest today has been Mavis Curry, who lives in Des Moines, Iowa. She's retired, and she's a volunteer teacher at the School of Metaphysics in Des Moines. And I will put a link to the site that Mavis just mentioned, alexandertechnique.com, where you can learn more about the technique. You can find a teacher, including a list of teachers who use Skype on that site. Mavis, thanks so much for this.
Thanks, Robert. I really appreciate it. It's really changed. It's changing my life and how I live it in ways I didn't realize it would do. So thank you very much.
Well, you're most welcome.